Welcome back to JR Morning. As the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday, the justices signaled they may be ready to hand President Trump a major win, one that could reshape the balance of power in Washington. And that issue is whether the president can fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission without cause, a move that would challenge the long-held notion that independent federal agencies should be insulated from political pressure. If the court sides with the president, it could fundamentally alter how regulators operate and redefine executive authority. And to help us kind of break down what's at stake and what this could all mean for the future of independent agencies, we're joined by Richard Friedman, law professor at the University of Michigan. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly is the Supreme Court being asked to decide in this case? And why is it such a fundamental challenge to the idea of independent federal agencies?
Right. Well, the president removed or purported to remove a member of the Federal Trade Commission. And by statute, he can't do that unless he had cause, unless there was some misconduct by the commissioner, Rebecca Slaughter. And he didn't purport to have cause. He just wants somebody else in there. And this has long been accepted as something that Congress can do, can set up a commission with that kind of protection. And in 1935, the Supreme Court unanimously held with respect to the Federal Trade Commission, the very same commission, that this kind of protection was okay. But that has been, that decision, Humphrey's executor, has been whittled away over the years. And clearly the conservative majority would like to do away with it and basically say, hey, look, this is really an executive body. It's exercising executive power. The Constitution vests executive power in the president. The power to remove is essential to the executive power, so the president can remove any member of this commission. And if that happens, then presumably most of the other commissions that we've come to regard as independent would follow. And so the president would have power to remove, and that means he could pick his own people in any of these commissions.
What do you think of the Neil Gorsuch argument that this is basically a fourth branch of government that doesn't have any oversight if a president can't fire them?
Yeah, I think there's some validity to it, but you know, they've been around in their modern incarnation for really about 140 years, and we've tolerated them. So, I mean, if you say, look, the Constitution created three branches and everything has to be just like that. Okay, I mean, I think there is an argument that the president doesn't have a complete control over them. But, you know, you also have a situation in which the Congress and the president, because, you know, the president is part of the lawmaking power, have said, okay, this is the optimal way of exercising this kind of function in some circumstances. So the Congress has said that there are some circumstances in which we want expertise, in which we want protection against political forces. It seems to me that's a fair accommodation that has been a critical part of our government for well over a century.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor told D. John Sauer, the Solicitor General, you are asking us to destroy the structure of government. Is that a little hyperbolic, or is there something to that?
I think it's a little hyperbolic, and there is something to it as well. It's not going to destroy the entire function of government, but it is going to change fundamentally the way these independent agencies work, what our conception of them is. Now we'll see how far they go, but I do think that most of the agencies are going to be treated the way the court evidently is about to treat the Federal Trade Commission, that is giving the president the power of removal. And I do want to emphasize, by the way, that although obviously it would be a victory for this president, conservative majority in the court has been heading in this direction for years and years, you know, and they're fully aware that they're giving this power to any other president as well. I should say they also recognize the danger with respect to the Federal Reserve Board. And
right, because they're doing that in a separate case.
Well, yes, they have another case involving Governor Cook of the Federal Reserve Board. Now, there the president purports to have cause, and so there are other issues as well. But I don't think that they're going to allow the president to have free removal of Federal Reserve Board governors. And they're, you know, they have some grounds of distinction because the Federal Reserve Board is a different type of body. You know, it's mixed with partially private and all that. They're going to say something to protect the Federal Reserve Board, I think. It seems to me, though, that there are other bodies as well where we really do want independence. In other words, I don't think it's so earth-shaking if the Federal Trade Commission members are appointed by the president because, well, okay, you know, the Federal Trade Commission does some of what it does is like what the Justice Department does. But say the Federal Election Commission, mm-hmm. my goodness, do we really want the president controlling that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, seems to me also there should be removal protection for inspectors general, who actually have less than some of the others. In other words, it does seem to me there are some parts of government where independence is pretty important.
Richard Freeman, law professor at the University of Michigan. Always love your insight. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks so much for having me today.
It was set up so these terms would be staggered, and mm-hmm. they would be different parties, and they would have some kind of independence to Richard's point there at the end. So they're not just loyalists.
Right. I guess the question you have to ask yourself is, have things been going well? Like, do you like the way the government is operating? Because Donald Trump is shaking the tree.
Right.
I mean, he is changing the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you're in favor of? I mean, personally, I like it. If the Supreme Court rules that this is how it should be, fine. We can have that discussion.
Yeah.
But shaking things up to shake things up, I mean, I don't have too much of a problem with it.
Well, I mean, you know, they know if they rule, you know, in favor of the president, sure. It's going to be other presidents
absolutely.
Who will have that same.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coming up, JR Morning continues on a Tuesday here on 760 WJR.